What's going on, Orlando City fans? Welcome back to the Lions Blog Podcast. I'm your host, Gavin Rushnell, and today we will be doing an instant reaction of the Minnesota United victory in the semifinals of the MLS's Back Cup tournament. Just me and Chase here today. So, Chase, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
What an insane performance. What an insane game, man. What were your initial thoughts, man?
Initial thoughts was, you know, Nani had a fantastic game. This is what we've seen. You know, he picks and chooses his moments, and he showed up at the right time, and he put us on the back at times in the first half, and it got a little nervy there at the end, but I'm just, you know, we were able to close it out, and I can't believe we're in a cup final, dude. It's unbelievable.
Insane moments there. I mean, we are actually in a cup final to win CCL, and we'll talk about it more, but on tomorrow's pod when we do the full analysis. But is this, without, try to do it without recency bias, is this the best performance, individual performance of a Orlando City player ever?
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, because Tesho kind of had a poor game. I mean, I'm not going to try to dog on anyone. This is a fantastic kind of moment for the team. But, you know, Tesho hasn't been as great as he, or good as he was in the previous game. So, you know, we were looking for, and Chris as well. And we were kind of looking for, you know, where the attack, where the goals were going to come. And Nani stepped up, and, you know, it wasn't without help. You know, he was set up well by Janssen, like with a fantastic pass there. But Nani, his first touch on that goal, putting that ball away. And, you know, even like some of the things we've maybe kind of criticized him a little bit in the past weren't present as much. And it was a fantastic performance. And, you know, I have no doubt that, you know, had he had not kind of put the team on his back like he did, we wouldn't be going through. And like without him, I mean, shoot, it's fantastic. Like, I'm just so happy that we got him. And, you know, Matt Doyle, get your heart out saying he's washed out. Like, or washed up. This has been great, man. He bought in more than any, you know, than some of these kind of older MLS players coming in. Like, he's bought in and he cares about this club, and he showed it tonight, man. It was a fantastic performance. And I would say, yeah, like I can't think of anyone better. It's a huge game, and this is where big players step up, and he stepped up.
All right. Yeah. We'll do more analysis again on the pod, but we've been saying all tournament, we want to see Nani closer to goal. We want to see him cutting inside, playing as an inside forward. And he's been playing more as like an outside winger. And it's been very frustrating. Both his goals today come from it cutting inside from the left wing. I mean, not to say we were right, but we were right.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and Hassani Dotson too, like a player that we kind of talked up a little bit. And he's a decent player. I mean, he couldn't contain Nani. And if you give a player of Nani's quality on his preferred foot, like 25 yards out, like he had the entire goal and he did not make mistakes, and he won't make mistakes. And he's just, I'm like still like shaking up. Like I physically cannot believe that we're here, but he's the type of player that like, he just showed up for us tonight, and it's fantastic. And if you give him those chances, he's going to take them 100% of the time.
All right, now let's talk about some other players. Nani obviously is gonna take most of the headlines, but this was a team performance. Let's go through it. Another one I want to highlight: Antonio Carlos. Another massive game from the Brazilian center back. He's had his haters from his first couple games in charge, from his first couple games at the back for us, and he kind of deserved them, but he has shut them up now. I mean, this is a player, in my opinion, we have to sign. He's been so consistent in these last four matches. He hasn't shown any signs of mistakes. He's been dominant in the air. He's you know, very good with the ball at his feet. And he's just so important to how well we're playing right now.
Yeah, I mean, him and just that center back pairing in particular, like Sané was good last year, but we've always kind of struggled to you know, kind of build a brick wall back there. And at least in these past like three or four games, and there's even kind of like underlying stats to back up like the quality that we've seen that shows that this isn't like a flash in the pan. Like Antonio has been fantastic. You know, Janssen has been great. Moutinho, Juan, like the whole back line throughout this tournament has been solid, even just defensively, not even looking at the attacking output, but that center back pairing in particular have been great. And, you know, I was one of the people that were kind of heavily, not heavily, but I criticized Antonio Carlos a little bit after these games, said that maybe even I would like to see Schlegel. And I mean, that's an awful take. I can't believe how wrong I've been. Like he was fantastic.
I don't think it's awful. It was just maybe a little too soon, you know?
Yeah. Like
maybe just give him a couple more games.
We didn't have enough games.
I think you said that too.
Yeah. Like it was a bit of a small kind of sample size, but I don't know, man. I just, for whatever reason, I didn't believe in him. And anyone else, you know, me, whoever, like who has been saying these things, Antonio Carlos has stepped up and he shut us up. And, you know, there really hasn't been much of a weak part of his game. And everything that maybe he was a little bit shaky in those first couple games, he's improved. And him and Janssen work well together. Even Pedro, they have a good thing going back there. And he's just, I mean, all of our players really. But yeah, Janssen this tournament has impressed me. And he's a player that I'm slowly getting, you know, that attachment to, which is fantastic.
Now, I know you have a soft spot for Benji. How happy were you to see that ball go in the back of the net for him?
See, I have a soft spot just because I think he's a nice guy or like a great guy, but it's also like you give him a chance, he's going to take it. And Tesho didn't have a great game. And I'm not going to say that I want Benji to start the next game because we've gone with a pretty consistent lineup and it's worked well for us. But that was a composed finish. You know, he's 22, he comes off the bench and, you know, those chances aren't going to come for you, come that often. And, you know, he didn't panic because, you know, he was free, like there was nobody around him, and for young players that can be kind of where they lose their head, and he didn't, and he took it around. And I mean, I was unbelievably happy for Benji, and like I said, man, like it was getting a little worrisome there, like maybe Mason Toy should have had an equalizer, but you know, Benji to ice the game, that's a professional moment, that's a great moment for his career, and it's something to build upon. And he's a quality player. I know we talked about struggling for depth, and he's a player that, you know, performances like these, and he hasn't been bad so far. He's kind of shown that he can step in and do well. And if he's presented chances, if he's able to play through the middle, you know, I know Minnesota were pressing, but he's always able to get in behind. He's always able to find space, and he is always able to take his chances, man. Like, you know, that the takeaway there is, I guess, that we got a dub, as he liked to say, and he got a goal. It's fantastic.
You know what's crazy, man? I wasn't worried at all. Really? When I saw him throw on goal, That's how much confidence I have in him to put the ball in the back of the net, which is insane to think about. How old is he? 22?
Yeah, 22. And you know, Americans, they're always 22 is like 18 for a European player, and he hasn't played a lot, but he's ready. He's always ready to go, man.
It was so weird for me because usually, you know, you look at Dom Dwyer running through on goal and you're like, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh. You look at Benji and you think, okay, well, he's got the pace. Nobody's going to catch up to him. And he's every time he gets in front of goal, he seems to be clinical. Yeah, and there it is. And who got the assist? Was it Urso? Just kind of gave it to Urso. Him?
Yeah, it was like he took a really good first touch, and then all he had to do was just play Benji through. And Benji, no one's catching up to Benji. By the time he was past half field, he was basically at a jog and just focused on what he was going to do one-on-one with Tyler Miller. And he played beyond his years in that moment right there.
Oh, just a massive smile is on my face right now. What an insane game. Just an overall great performance. But there were moments where it was looking a little dicey. And I'd say opening minutes of the game, we looked rough. Minnesota definitely came and wanted to punch us in the mouth and say, you know, we're the better team here. And you know, we're not backing down. And then we held on. We eased into the game. We became the better team. And then water break comes, and then we scored the goal. And I mean, just again, what a goal. What a freaking goal. And then Nani again, Mendez gets the assist on a great cross. And it's actually really funny because right before the goal, Juan makes a run down the right, and I go, Mendez, no, why didn't you pass it to Juan?
Instead
he gives it to Nani, and Nani puts in the back of the net, and halftime comes and we're all worried. And then second half, kind of talk me through the second half. What did you see? And just You know, because it was a really weird second half for me. So talk me through it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we didn't come out of the gate, you know, the same way we did maybe kind of at the end of the first half where we got both of our goals. And it wasn't like the first 15 minutes, like you said, where we were under it a little bit, but Minnesota started to get into it just a little bit. But you know, I personally really didn't ever feel too concerned with how we play. I think that there's always, we show like a willingness to kind of play our style. Even like, I know we're talking about the second half, but even in the first half, like when we were under it a bit, we were willing to just still, you know, not panic, not play the ball long, even though Janssen did, but he had so much space, but we were willing to not play the ball long. And the second half, like we were just, it almost felt like the game maybe slowed down a little bit. I might have to rewatch it, but I don't know. Like how do you feel about the second half?
I just feel that, first of all, we came out and I thought we didn't look complacent at all. I'm not saying we looked complacent. I could be completely wrong
on that.
You think we were complacent?
I just didn't think that, you know, in the second half, like we were fairly direct, like we were willing to get the ball to, you know, our best attacker's feet. And I could be wrong. And, you know, go ahead.
Just early on in the second half, we looked to actually slow it down and keep possession and, you know, let the clock tick. And then later on in the second half, we started to go more direct and we actually started to send bodies forward. And I was like, please stop doing that because I'm really nervous. We're 2-0 up. That's the most dangerous scoreline in the sport of soccer.
Absolutely.
And just, so I feel like we were controlling possession really well when we got the ball and Minnesota were struggling to get possession. And then later on, you're right, we started to go more direct.
Yeah, they never really, all throughout the game, barring that free kick, I never really felt like Minnesota troubled Pedro until the last kind of, you know, nervy couple minutes of the game.
Yeah, and they had a couple moments like the Amarilla one.
He should have done.
You know what it took from them though? It took perfection. The pass to Amarilla from Chase Gasper is a perfect through ball. Molino's pass to whoever scored their goal is perfect. And yes, we can argue if he's a little bit offsides. In my opinion, he is. But again, we didn't see the best angle there. We just saw that one angle. So he could honestly be onside and there's no, you know, 100% clear and obvious error there. So I understand why the goal stands.
It's interesting that
took Shabilko, perfection.
Shabilko yesterday, like this is just a little bit of like a tangent statement, but Shabilko yesterday kind of got the, or he didn't get like the attacker's kind of benefit of the doubt, I guess, as Mason Toy did. And as they've said, like they'll keep the flag down and then they'll go to VAR like they did today. But like Shabilko, it was very similar in terms of like a quite a close offside onside call, but Shabilko didn't get that benefit of the doubt, but Mason Toy did.
It's just been sad because we also saw it with Akindele. The ref puts up his flag. There's no clear and obvious error. Like it's not black and white right there, unless you have software to say it because the camera angles just aren't that good. Mm. So, you know, Akindele, Shabelko, and now Mason Toy are all very, 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 very close to onside or offsides. And it's up to whatever the assistant referee decides. The assistant referee decided today that it was onside and they'd look at it at VAR and it was too close to call. The assistant referee in the Philadelphia game should have kept his flag down because that's what they are instructed to do. Instead, he puts it up. It's too close to call. They cannot overturn it and Philadelphia are out when they easily could have been our opponents for the next game. Let's go on to the next game really quickly. What are your thoughts on Portland?
I mean, you know, I'm not going to get ahead of myself in any way, shape, or form, but like I said on the last podcast that I really felt like we might be the favorites here on out throughout the tournament, particularly after like that great performance against LA. And even today, like we had a pretty decent performance against Minnesota, but you know, Portland is a team where, you know, when we come up against them, I think we're going to be favored, but they have quality all throughout. Jeremy Bobasi, you know, even though that goal that he scored yesterday, it was more down to kind of poor defending by Kai Wagner. You know, he's been kind of free scoring and he's improved his stock throughout this tournament. And I think he has like four, maybe five goals. You know, so he's definitely somebody to watch out for, and they've got Nias Gota coming off the bench. But the player that, you know, maybe it'll come down to between him and Nani for the MVP race is Sebastian Blanco, who has had, like, I want to say, like, maybe 10-plus goal involvements. He's scoring, and he's setting up players at a high rate, and he's definitely their danger man. But overall, like, you know, I don't really rate Portland's goalkeeper. His name escapes me at this moment, but I don't really rate him too highly. And, you know, I think that we're stronger in a lot more positions than they are all throughout the squad. And I think that we have, you know, I think Oscar is probably a better manager than Gio Savarese, if I'm being honest. And, you know, I would give us the favor, but, you know, who knows? It's the MLS. I mean, literally, we're seeing it right now. Anything can happen. But I'm excited for it, and I'm just ready to get going, you know, ready to get to the final.
Yeah, I'm only nervous in terms of my of what I think will happen in the game, because we don't have experience in a final ever. Any of these players don't, at least. The club does in USL, but, you know, in MLS, we don't have any experience, and Portland does. They lost to Atlanta 2-0, and a lot of those players will remember that. And they've got game players like Diego Valeri, like you said, Sebastian Blanco. I don't know, was Blanco there when they lost the final?
Last year?
2 years ago. In 2018.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah. Was Blanco there? I think he was there, I'm pretty sure. Here, let me see. But yeah. And even, like, you know, Diego Chara, Diego Valeri, you know, they've won MLS Cups, and they have experience in multiple finals in this league, and it definitely is valued. Like, we talk about it a lot, like MLS experience, and a lot of our players are quite young. Quite inexperienced on that front of a final, whether it's in this league or any other. So, you know, this is a big game, and we've showed up in big games, but nothing can compare to a cup final. You're definitely right.
Yeah, and the experience we have is Yuri Rosell. He's won MLS Cup with SKC and Nani.
As soon as I said that.
Like, Nani, like Akindele in the Akindele in the Open Cup with Dallas. I mean, I think we lack in that department compared to them. Yeah. So that's what worries me.
Particularly as kind of like a unit, you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. people have experience elsewhere, and Nani, obviously you can't really equate, you know, he's won a Euro, he's won a Champions League, he's won Premier Leagues, he's been in FA Cup Finals, I believe, and, you know, he has that experience, but a lot of, like, Portland has kept kind of a nice kind of core of, you know, two or three players that have been there for quite a while, and they have experience playing together. They have experience playing for Portland, and they definitely have, you know, like Yimi Char, Diego Char's brother. I don't know if he's going to be healthy, but he's played in Brazil before. But it's, I don't know. I mean, just player to player, I think that we have the favor, but, you know, Diego Valeri is a player that can pull out special things, and Diego Chara can take over a game. So it's going to be very interesting, that's for sure.
All right, man. Well, I'll save the good questions for the full match pod. But one last quick thing. How big would it be if we got the Champions League spot, or the, you know, CONCACAF Champions League spot?
I mean, that was something that I've thought about. Like, never in, you know, I didn't think that this would come for maybe 2 or 3 years, where we would be in and around like a U.S. Open Cup or an MLS Back Cup. Not that we could have foreseen this, or getting a champ or Community Shield, where we would be in this position. Because I think the CONCACAF Champions League, it's getting more prominent amongst MLS fans, and particularly because I think that MLS teams are kind of starting to catch up to, you know, Mexican teams have had kind of a stranglehold in this competition in the past, and just, you know, international cup competition of any, you know, any level. I know, like, obviously the UEFA Champions League is the highest in the world, but just playing against other teams from your continent for, you know, continental supremacy, it's unbelievable. And I'm astounded that our club could be there, you know, next year. And like I said, MLS teams, you know, they're not second fiddle to teams from Liga MX anymore. And I think that if we get to the Champions League, like, we have a chance to make some noise. I mean, it's if we continue to play at this level, and if we can keep most of this core together, like it's humongous. And I you know, I can't wait to go watch, I don't know, Orlando City play Club Leon, or even like Portmore United or something like that at Exploria. It's going to be an experience that I will never forget, and I can't believe it could happen within a year.
Yeah, it would bring money, it'd bring prominence, and it could possibly bring big players. You know, big players want to play on the biggest stages. That's the biggest stage you can reach for us. So we have it possibly 90 more minutes. I'm just so excited for that. It's going to be a hell of a game. Hopefully we can pull it off and Oscar Pereja can really write his name down in Orlando City history. But thanks, Chase. That's all we'll do. Just 20 minutes here talking about the game. We'll catch up tomorrow and do the full pod then.
Yeah, man. I'll see you. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks.
Come on, City.
Quickly here, Nani gets in behind. Here's Nani with a chip. It's 1-1.